This is Wade Rath here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Suburban Chicago school bus drivers are suing Student Transportation of America for stealing over $500,000 in wages. Arise Chicago, an interfaith workers' rights organization, says the company stole the wages by having workers work off the clock. Arise Chicago estimates that this wage theft cost each school bus driver an average of $2,975 a year. Workers filed their suit in federal district court. Adjunct professors have now organized unions at Duke University, University of Chicago, and the University of Minnesota, as well as more than 65 other locations. A paper written by a business professor at Georgetown claims that to make these decent jobs would mean cutting the workforce from 750,000 nationally to 250,000 and adding billions, he claims, to higher education costs. World's largest coal company, the Peabody Energy Corporation, warned that it may have to file for bankruptcy as it struggles to keep up with debt payments and falling demand. Jury added another $25 million under the Hulk Hogan settlement for punitive damages. A poll by CBS and the New York Times shows that most Republicans are embarrassed by the negativity of their primaries and the candidates' campaigns. Obama laid a wreath on a monument memorializing Jose Marti, the poet and revolutionary from Cuba who lived for years in Chicago. Leaking pipes in cities mean that billions and billions of gallons of water disappear annually. Houston alone lost 22 billion gallons in 2012. Terrorist attacks at subways and the airport in Brussels killed 28. Duke Energy is building a plant in North Carolina that will collect methane from pigs and chicken waste to produce enough electricity to power 10,000 homes. Economist Robert Shapiro recently measured income growth that people experience as they age. He found, on an average, in 2013 and 2014, incomes for African Americans in their 30s, 40s, and 50s grew more rapidly than for whites in the same age group. In a slight shift by the Republican establishment, Ted Cruz won counties that hold state capitals in Missouri, Illinois, and North Carolina. Trump actually spent less money in his campaign in February than he did in January. Voice the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.